Well, I'm going to forego introducing myself, since you know probably enough by now. What I want to introduce you to, however, is a book that has absorbed much of my time for the last 5 years. The book that I would like to present to you is entitled The Lost Journals of Sacagawea. The Lost Journal is a fictional account. However, Sacagawea was real as that projected vignette. That vignette is an image of the Crow people looking on at the European invasion. The narrative, by poet and novelist Deborah Magpie Erling, is illustrated with photo interventions from the archives of the victorious Euro-American invaders. In 1804, American explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark launched their famous expedition of discovery. The expedition explored the Louisiana Territory, newly purchased by President Thomas Jefferson from Napoleon Bonaparte. The written accounts of that expedition are among the most important founding documents of the American West. Sacagawea was referred to in the original journal of Meriwether Lewis as the Squaw. I'm trying to pronounce it how he might have pronounced it, or at least how he spelled it. The Snake Indian, the wife of our interpreter. Lewis finally recorded her name a year after he met her, and a year into their journey, when he learned it from her Shoshone husband at the headwaters of the Missouri River. Sacagawea is one of the most famous American Indian women, famous not only because of the literature of exploration, but because of the extensive and absurdly hyperbolic mythologies of Western adventure, and yet we are in a very curious state as to our knowledge of her. We know for certain that she traveled with the expedition from the Mandan villages at the mouth of the Knife River in Dakota country to the headwaters of the Missouri, over the spine of the Bitterroot Mountains and down the Columbia River to its mouth at Fort Astoria, and then back again to the Mandan villages. We do not know how to spell her name. We do not know how to pronounce her name. And we have conflicting accounts of her birth, parentage, early life, the circumstances of her marriage, her life after the expedition return, the circumstances of her death, and the whereabouts of her remains. Now, that's a hell of a list, and yet she is the most famous Indian woman that I ever encountered, I believe. I'm going to go back. We know neither how to spell her name. This narrative, in the form of a journal, Deborah's narrative, recording daily events of her dark prophetic dreams, is a radical shift in the telling of the story of the expedition. Deborah Sacagawea speaks with the voice of a young woman who is haunted by and occasionally sees into the spirit world through which the official expedition is traveling without knowing. The explorers do not carry a map of the spirit world, and as far as Sacagawea is concerned, the men of the expedition know nothing about where they really are. Now, I would like to introduce Deborah, the author. Deborah is a poet, a novelist, a distinguished educator, and a Guggenheim Fellow. She makes her home in Missoula, Montana, and is a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes of the Flathead Reservation. Her novel, Perma Red, has won the prestigious American Book Award and the Western Writers Spur Award. I would like to introduce Deborah now. Thank you.